The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 19th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Brahmins, the ninth incarnation of the Lord, prayed for by the sages, was King Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various produces, and for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive.
This refers to King Prithu, Maharaj Prithu. His father's name was King Beno. And his father's name was, I don't remember, perhaps Ango, like that. So, the Beno's father married one woman. She was the daughter of death. Means the family was not very good. So as a result of this marriage, a son was born whose name was Beno, who came out to be first-class rogue. So, the father of Beno wanted to reform him in so many ways, but he could not. The son was not to be correct. So the father became disgusted and wondered, he left home without any knowledge of the family members or the officers and king left. Then the great sages and brahmanas, because without king there was irregularities in the kingdom, just like we have got experience. If there is no good government, strong government, the rogues, thieves, smugglers and so many other disruptive elements, they will grow. Because they are always existing, they find out the opportunity. As soon as there is some revolution, political upsurge or mismanagement of the government, these undesirable elements, they come out. So, when the father of Bain Maharaj left home, the kingdom became unruly. Therefore, the sages and saintly persons, they asked the queen that your son, although he is worthless, so let him become king. There must be some king. So this Beno was made king by the desire of the saintly person. The significance is that formerly the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas and the shudras, these four departments, they must remain varnasram. That must be maintained. Class, division. So, the brahmanas, this saintly person sages, they used to recommend that yes, this person is fit for becoming king. Then the coronation was celebrated. They mean that the Kshatriyas were under the order of the Brahmanas. So when Bena became king, of course, the rogues and thieves, they were immediately subdued, because the rogues and thieves, and here the king is also greater rogue, so the smaller rogues were subdued immediately. That was one of the benefits, because he was very strong and cruel. Immediately caught a rogue, he immediately cut off his head. So they were subdued, but he himself is a rogue. Nunang mohatang tatre, this is our experience. Might is right. If you are stronger, then you can subdue less strong. But he became very much disturbing. He was atheist, and he ordered that there is no God, I am God. So what I say, you have to abide the Brahman's words. You cannot perform yogas, this is not required. In this way, he became too much disturbing. Then one day all the Brahmanas and the sages, they came to give him instruction. My dear king, it is not your duty to stop all kinds of religious activities, just like the communist government. Yes. But who hears? He said, no, why you are trying to pacify God? I am God. You just act. If you are actually God conscious, then you act according to my order. So when the sages and Brahmins became disgusted, he was killed by the Brahmins, by their order, he says. The Brahmins were so strong, by simply cursing, they could kill anyone. So the Bena was killed. Then again the rogues and thieves came out. Then from the body of Bena, they created two sons. One son was black, and he was ordered that you go to the forest, because they could know that he is the exact son of the father, Nishada. Nishada. They were sent, he was sent to the forest. And then the king Prithu was born. The king Prithu, he is incarnation of, power incarnation of God. Saktave Sabata. So he proved himself as a great king on this earth. He produced food grains profusely. That from the life of King Prithu, we can understand. We are discussing that in the fourth canto, the life of Maharaj Prithu. How good government can we maintain? Prithu Maharaj is the ideal king. He made arrangement. The earth was not producing sufficient food grains, so he attacked the earth that, why you are not producing? The Mother Earth says that because the people have become demon and they are simply eating, but they are not doing their duty, therefore I have minimized producing grain. This is to be very important, that the earth can produce any amount of food grains. There is no question of overpopulation. There is no question of overpopulation. Because everyone is being fed by the mercy of God. Ego bhunang vidudhati kama. God is giving everyone the foodstuff. I have several times explained in this class that nobody has got any food problem. Simply the so-called civilized, advanced in science, these people have got problems of food game. Otherwise, there are millions of elephants, they are eating very nicely. There are ants, there are elephants, there are tigers, there are monkeys, there are trees, so many. 8,400,000 forms of body. How they are eating? Unless they are eating, we kill animals. But the animals do not come to the, come to us that we are starving, give us food. Never. By nature, there is arrangement, foodstuff, the cows, the other animals, they are eating grass. There is profuse growth of grass. So, they are not eating your nice foodstuff, sandesh rasgulla. You are making sandesh rasgulla from the milk which they deliver. They are eating grass and delivering you nice foodstuff, milk. And from the milk, you can make hundreds and thousands of nice nutritious, full of vitamin foodstuff. But no, we are so full that instead of utilizing the milk, we are utilizing the blood. These rascals, the scientists, they do not know that milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. That everyone knows. So if you want to, that is nature's way, by God's will, that a cow gives 40 pounds, 50 pounds milk daily, but it does not drink, although it is her milk. No, it gives you, human society. You take, but don't kill me. Let me live. I am eating only grass. You see? And the civilized men killing them. Killing them. And they want peace. Just see the fun. Without touching your foodstuff, the cow is eating the grass, which is given by God. Immense grass. And they are giving you the finest foodstuff, milk. Just after your birth, you have only to drink milk. Either mother's milk. Now nowadays mothers do not supply milk. That is also to be supplied by the cow. So from the very beginning of my life, I am subsisting by the foodstuff given by mother, cow. And when I am grown up, I kill. This is my gratitude. Just see. And they are called civilized. Less than lowest animal, Naradhama. They are called Naradhama. Lowest of the mankind. Those who are killing cows, maintaining slaughterhouse, they are lowest of the mankind. They are not human beings, less than animal. They have no gratitude. So, the idea is that there is no food problem. That as the Mother Earth said to King Prithu, that I am restricting. So the more you become sinful, the food supply will be stopped. This is the law. At the end, There will be no food grains at the end of Kali Yuga. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be no food grain, no fruits, no milk, no sugar. You have to live on flesh and blood. At that time, being hungry, you will kill your own children and eat flesh and blood. That day is waiting. So this is the civilization, most heinous civilization. It can only be saved by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise there is no way. It's so sinful civilization. Therefore our first restriction is no meat eating. The most sinful act, meat eating or intoxication, drinking, gambling and illicit sex. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So unless you stop, you break these four pillars, how you can think of God? God is not so cheap. The rascal says, you can do whatever you like. I give you, I push your eyes and you see God. You push your nose, you see God. These nonsense things are going on. But God is not so cheap. He is cheap. He is very kind. But we want to remain sinful, that we cannot see God. Arjuna addressed Krishna, Param Dhamo, Param Brahma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. You are the most pure. So, how you can approach God with sinful life? That's not possible. That is simply bogus thing. That you keep your sinful life, at the same time you want to see God, you want to talk with God. That is not possible. So, this point is that if the population of the world becomes sinful, demonic, then nature will not supply you sufficient food. She will diminish. We have got experience. In India, we have seen some years there is overproduction of mango. People are very cheap. Everyone can purchase them. And sometimes there is no supply. Some years. Similarly, food grains also. Some years there is oversupply of food grains. And sometimes there is scanty supply. Now, this supply of food grains, fruits and everything, even milk, in our new Vrindavan, because the cows feel very safe, they give us sufficient milk. That is our experience. So you keep things in order according to the Vedic injunction. You get sufficient food. There is no question of scarcity. But if you become sinful, demons, then the nature's food supply will be ultimately stopped. You can produce your food in the factory. You cannot do that. You can produce motor cars to consume all the petroleum within the earth, and then you become no petrol. Then throw all these motor cars, unless you find out some other energy. That you can do. You can make things topsy-turvy. But by your so-called scientific advancement, you cannot increase stop non-production. That you cannot. So there was such a time because Prithu Maharaj's father was a demon. He stopped all religious activities. Therefore people became demonic and there was restriction of food supply. Then Prithu Maharaj made arrangement, and there was sufficient food stock Dugdhe imam osadhi vipra trinayam saushattam. Since Prithu Maharaj arranged the whole society to be religious, to be God conscious, everything become beautiful. This can be done even now. If people become Krishna conscious, the whole world will become beautiful, Vaikuntha, without any anxiety. That is possible, because that is nature's law. Just like if you become criminal, the state police force will always harass you. You cannot get out of it. It will harass you. But that is expensive job for the government, because it requires extra police, extra management, extra everything. But if the people become honest, God conscious, so many expenditure will be reduced. And money will be saved for spreading Krishna consciousness, or for Krishna's service. Then the whole world will become exactly as it was in the Prithu Maharaj's day. So Prithu Maharaj was very nice king. He not only helped producing enough foodstuff, but he was examining each man whether he is employed or not. There was no unemployment in Prithu Maharaj's time. Everyone must have employment, engagement. Nowadays, in spite of so much advancement of science, there are thousands and thousands of unemployed people. They have no sufficient engagement. Of course, in your country, although there is employment, they are denied to accept employment. In India, for employment, there is employment bureau by the government. So if you go to any employment bureau, you'll find thousands of men are standing in line to get a job. Unemployment. But it is the duty of the government to see that nobody is unemployed. Everyone must have some means of earning. That is good government. So Prithu Maharaj did it. The Brahmins, not that a Brahmin will be employed as a Shudra. No. A Brahmin must be employed as Brahmin. A Kshatriya must be employed for Kshatriya. A Vaishya must be employed for Vaishya and Shudra. That was the system. The Brahmins are rejected in the present society because they have no more interest in religious activities. They don't care for the Shastra, Sadhu. No, don't care. They simply sense guilt. Dyakhyam kutumma bharanam. Udaram bharita. At the present moment, people will be satisfied, just like animal. If animal has got sufficient food to fill up the belly and sufficient arrangement for sex, then he is satisfied. He doesn't want anything. So man has become like that. If his belly is filled up with some rubbish thing and he is free to have sex life, then he thinks my life is perfect now. And more perfect life, dyakhyam kutumma bharanam. In this age, if one man can maintain his wife and children, he will be considered a great man. He is so able. That is maintaining his wife and children. That is maintaining wife and children. They even cats and dogs and do. But in this age, if a man can maintain his wife and children, he will be considered a very expert. Because most people will have no wife, no children. This is the age. So, more you become sinful, the more you become irresponsible, the more you become godless, these things are average. Thank you.